The opioid epidemic has been overshadowed by the pandemic, but is still ongoing. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Olivier Civelli, professor of neuropharmacology at the University of California, Irvine, determines a possible solution to helping curb it.
Last year, over 100,000 Americans died of opioid overdose. This public health crisis is commonly referred to as the opioid epidemic. The opioid epidemic was triggered by an overprescription of opioid painkillers for the treatment of chronic pain, which requires repeated opioid injections, which in turn can lead to tolerance, physical dependence, and addiction. In our recent study, we learned that the extract of the plant Corydalis yanhuso prevents morphine tolerance and dependence while also reversing opioid addiction. Corydalis has been used as a painkiller in traditional Chinese medicine for centuries. It is considered safe. We propose a way to curb the opioid epidemic. We found that when Corydalis is co-administered with morphine, a traditional opioid, it inhibits morphine tolerance, dependence, and addiction. If Corydalis is used with an opioid at the start or during pain management, there will be less need of the opioid and thus less risk of addiction. This is important for our society. Our study is done in animals and need to be replicated in humans. If Corydalis does prevent opioid tolerance in humans, it can help curb the opioid epidemic immediately since it is readily available for purchase, either online or in certain health stores. We will continue our research in hopes of finding results to help prevent opioid addiction-related death.
That was Olivier Civelli of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.